Our sharing circle, like every morning we start off with our sharing circle, and we also do traditional smudging and blessing everybody before we start off on the circle. Mm-hmm. What really I see that Alkali really has to offer people is they come from the heart and they speak from the heart, and sometimes it can be really heavy, but sometimes that's what people need, and they need to speak and get that stuff off their chest. And also, like, there's no judgment, so, you know, people will say, like, some of the and I'll speak it for Freddie, because Freddie is one of them, but Freddie will say, you know, at one point in my life I was laying on the street drinking away, I was there with you and the way you are now, and we're here to help you. Don't feel that you're being judged or anything. We are the same. And so I think a lot of that understanding is a huge thing that Alkali has to offer.
Right. Yeah. So the shame of the addiction and where people are at is met by this, we're all here together.
Ken Johnson, which is the guy that has been running it for, I think, like close to 40 years here in Alkali, he doesn't like to call it the AA meeting. He likes to call it a support group meeting. And that is one of the biggest things that feedback that I hear from people is that, you know, there's no beating around the bush here. We're diving right in to work with you. And and he will say, you know, it's like 18 inches is the biggest journey of your life, from your mind to your heart. So we need to work with your heart. And so it's really powerful that way.
We know that when people have been sexually abused, oftentimes they will go on to abuse others sexually. And the same with other kinds of abuse. So part of the healing circle and part of the pain of I can't be in my heart because I can't acknowledge that. How has that worked with in the support groups and at your center? It seems to me like there's a different approach than you might find elsewhere.
Freddie actually breaks it down pretty good. For many years, I've heard people say it in the blunt way that they take the priest to bed with them still at night as an adult. Mm. And so how do you stop that? Freddie says, you know, it does become to realize it's about forgiveness and realizing and understanding that that priest or that person who sexually abused you learned that behavior from somebody else. So it becomes to be a passed down behavior. What the sharing circles and stuff really have to offer is also the forgiveness and learning to heal and being saying, okay, what this person did to me is not my fault. And it's not my pain that he put on me. I need to put that pain back to him.
Right.
To be able to come to a point where you come to an understanding of, like, I don't want to pack this anymore. This is not, this wasn't mine. This is his or hers.
Right.
So that takes a long time, though. That's not something easy to do right away. Like, you got to really work at that for a long time. And, but it all goes around to learning the education and stuff around it, too. Like, meaning, understanding that behaviors are passed on and understanding the reasonings behind it.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.